You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time for some Oakland A's baseball. I'm Dave Raymond, and excited again to be joined by longtime radio voice of the A's, Ken Korak. Ken, you know, this week, you know, as we're in mid-January, let's talk about just bigger picture things, maybe even throw some bold predictions out there for this 2016 season. I'll just kind of open the floor for you on the 2016 season. Any particular storyline or theme that you think might be interesting this year?
Well, and it is just around the corner now, Dave, as we're in the middle of January. In fact, the A's sent me our spring training broadcast schedule today, the official broadcast schedule. So I know that it's looming there on the horizon, and that's an exciting thing. And I know you guys at MLB announced the dates where the pitchers and catchers are reporting, and those are the kind of the signs of spring that I think people, especially in the throes of a long winter, really look forward to hearing about. But as far as the A's are concerned, I think if I was to point to one player who I think could have a real breakout year this year, and I know he hit 32 home runs a few years back and won a Gold Glove, but I think Josh Reddick made a tremendous step forward last year in his career. And as you know, Dave, when your team struggles and loses more than 90 games, it's hard for one player to get a whole lot of recognition. But Josh had, you know, battled injuries the previous 2 years. He was healthy most of last season. He's one of the best defenders. I think he's the best right fielder in the American League. And he did something that is really hard to do for a hitter who's a power hitter, and that is he really cut down on his strikeouts. He made a lot of contact. He used the opposite field, using the whole field, and it was just something that was unsung or under the radar that he had a real quality season for the A's last year, and I think he will take a quantum leap in 2016. I think he'll make the All-Star team, and I think he'll be considered one of the best players in baseball.
Wow. Okay. I mean, he is one of those guys who...
Now, that's kind of a bold prediction, right? I mean, that's pretty bold prediction right there for you.
I love it. I love it. I agree. Like, he's a kind of guy, I think, by his style of play that can kind of capture a person's imagination. What about a number for him? You know, 20 home runs last year, as you mentioned, tough in that lineup, tough in that ballpark. Is he a 30-homer guy?
Well, he hit 32 in his first full year with the A's. I don't know if he can get back to that, but I think maybe not that many people were aware that he even hit 20 last year. So I would say 25 to 28. I think he can hit 285, 290, driving close to 100 runs. You know, obviously, given good health and guys getting on base in front of him, that's always something that you have to consider. But the other thing is like I said, he is a wonderful defensive player. And it's, you know, guys who can throw, Dave, are kind of a dying breed. I love someone with a great arm. In fact, his arm is so good that they don't run on him that much anymore. So, to me, he's more than just, well, let's pick out a number of the number of home runs. He's the sum of his parts, I think, just make up an outstanding ball player.
I'm going to show some ignorance on this one, which is something I do on a regular basis, Ken. But I don't watch him every day like you do. And I don't want to use the word reckless. He played with such aggressiveness several years ago, and it largely maybe why he ended up injured so much the last couple of years. Has that toned down at all? Does he still play, you know, defensively that aggressively? Is that type of thing they try to control a little bit?
Well, I don't think you can reel that in, Dave. And you're right. I mean, it may be one reason why he got himself hurt. I remember a knee injury that he suffered scaling the wall in right field a couple of years ago. And so he does play with that kind of abandon. And I think that's one of the things that's endeared him to the A's fans over the years. But I do think maybe in terms of, and you're onto something, in terms of him maybe reeling things in, I'm not sure that's the right way to put it, but maybe playing more under control. And the best example of that would be offensively. Because, as I said, I mean, he was a guy that struck out 150 times in a season. And last year he was well under 100. And that's a tough thing to do. And so the maturation process of your at-bats becoming under control. and thinking about laying off pitches you can't handle and going the other way on the pitches that are on the outside part of the plate. So from that standpoint, I think there has been a lot of maturity in looking at his approach.
Yeah, you know, 65 strikeouts last year. That is remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, that's putting the ball in play.
Yeah. All right, so what about, you know, you're a broadcaster. You have a great love of broadcasting. This is kind of a weird, I guess, curveball to throw, but any broadcasting themes or bold predictions or anything like that for 2016?
Well, it would be, it's far from a bold prediction, but as you know, Dave, two giants of our business and two men who've had a profound impact on me to the point where it's, I can't even quantify it. Dick Enberg and Vin Scully will at some point this year broadcast their last major league games. Now, Dick has announced that this will be his last year as the voice of the Padres on television. He's 81. Vinny, and we're all kind of hoping that this is not the case, but he has strongly indicated this will be his last year. He hasn't announced his retirement. And so I would think that as we go down the stretch this season and get into August and September, that there will be an incredible outpouring of love and support and admiration for these two guys. I grew up listening to both of them. I don't know where I would be. I don't think I would be where I've been in my career without the combined influences of Scully and Enberg. And especially looking at just, I was thinking today about Vinny and maybe what it would be like when he winds up doing his final game. What that'll be like and how emotional that'll be, not only for him, but maybe even more so for the people who've listened and watched him all these years, because he literally goes back to the beginnings of the Dodgers in Los Angeles in 1958 and before that with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1950.
Yeah, no, it'll be it's one of those things I almost don't even like to contemplate, to be honest with you.
No, I know. Yeah, because, you know, Dave, when I listen to both of them, and especially Scully, because he's been such a constant every year that almost every year I've been alive, he has been the voice of the Dodgers. I almost feel like I'm listening to my father talk to me. You know, I don't know if you've ever had that experience with announcers, but that's the way it kind of feels for me with Enberg and especially with Scully.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's a good one. I like that one. One last thing for you. FanGraphs, I'm sure you hop on every now and then, take a look around, but the projections are out, 2016, and they were not that friendly to the Oakland A's. I guess somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose a lot of these games, and that division has become so competitive. But they have the A's last in the West. They have them, looks like about 8 games under 500. I don't know, and I want you to tell me whether or not they'll be better than a 77-win team, but do you see them finishing bottom in the division?
Well, it's possible. I don't know. I mean, nobody's ever won anything on paper. So I don't think I think I saw one prediction last year that had the Royals finishing under 500. And we all know what happened with them in winning it all. So I do know this. I believe that the A's will be vastly improved over last year. And I know last week we talked about this, Dave, on this broadcast, that they lost a ton of one-run games, and I don't think that was an anomaly, although to some that can be a statistical anomaly, but they just didn't play real well defensively, and they didn't have a real good bullpen, but they've improved dramatically in those two areas. I think the American League West will be incredibly competitive. I think it's a great thing for the fans, because I think whenever an American League West team comes to the Coliseum, you're going to see a great attraction. You're going to have a chance to see a great game that night with outstanding players. So I don't know where the A's are going to finish. They've surprised us many times in the past. I think they still might have one more significant move in them before the start of spring training. So if they were to jump in there and contend, I don't think it would be a huge shock.
Well, what about a surprise team, not necessarily even in the division, but in baseball this year? Anybody you think might catch us off guard?
Well, it's a great question. I was completely wrong on the White Sox last year, so can I take one more shot with them?
Yeah.
I really thought, based on what they had accomplished in the offseason before 2015, that they would be a vastly improved team and really contend in the Central, which is an outstanding division. They only won 76 games. I think the addition of Todd Frazier to play third base, I also think that perhaps this will be the year in which their starting rotation has a chance to dominate with the emergence of Carlos Rodon. We know about Chris Sale, who's as good as anybody at the top of their rotation. There's a kind of a polarization when you kind of seek out opinions on Abisail Garcia. Some people don't think he's even fit to be the White Sox regular right fielder. I'm a big fan of his. I think he has a chance to have a breakout year. I like their bullpen. I think Robin Ventura, who on a personal level I'm very fond of, having spent 4 years with him with the White Sox, I think this might be a breakthrough year for him leading the White Sox from the dugout. So I think the White Sox, in a very tough and competitive American League Central, have a real chance to have an outstanding year.
Okay, well, if nothing else, just keep writing that concept, and one of these years you're going to have it right.
Yeah, I know. I could be retired by then.
I hope that never happens.
Yeah. I hope not too, man. Thanks.
As always, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Good to be with
you. Ken Korak, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.